G'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 236 of the Transmove Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions, feedback, comments, doesn't matter what it is, send me through an email, tim@transmove.com, or jump on it through to the website, transmove.com. So today's question comes from Travis. I'm wondering how bad it is to train on one of those awful sit-up stationary bikes, in brackets, they typically have in hotels, as opposed to bikes on a trainer or even spin bikes. I have a couple of them at my work, at my office gym, and I use them for brick workouts when I am strapped for time. I'm wondering if I'm doing more harm than good because of the posture. I know the bikes. Yeah, a lot of gyms have them. Health and fitness gyms have them. And talk about health and fitness gym. I've just recently changed gyms, and it was mostly because the treadmills for me. I was going to what I called a health and fitness gym, and I didn't realize it at the time. I just, you know, just going to the gym, doing my sessions, but I kept complaining about these gyms, and they kept complaining about these treadmills, and there was four treadmills they've got in this gym, and I can only use one of them because the rest are more for walking than anything. And anyway, I cracked it the other day after constantly pounding my head up against the wall over the last month over these treadmills, and so I left and I went to this other gym, and I walked into this gym and I looked at it instantly. I thought, this is a sports performance center. The other one I was at, that's a health and fitness center. And I'm looking around, and just everything they've got is designed for athletes and sporting clubs. And, you know, the new gyms are trying to attract sporting clubs and athletes and really driven people. It stood out like dog nuts to me. It was bizarre. Anyway, I mentioned the sport health and fitness center, and it reminded me of that. So I do know they got those big seats on them, and you think, God, how big are they? But yeah, to answer your question, are they doing you more harm than good? No, they're not doing. They're fine. You're not going to be. All you're doing is just getting some aerobic work out. You're not going to be making any gains on those bikes at all. You're just going to get a good bit of aerobic fitness followed by your brick run. Your benefit's going to come from your run. And your bike is just going to be, you know, a little bit of fitness before it. So a good warm up. So let's say you're on there for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever. I'd be very surprised if it's going to have any major benefits to your cycling, but it's definitely not going to have any disadvantages to your cycling. As for your posture or anything, I wouldn't be worried too much about it. Not on those particular bikes. They're going to be all safe. They're for people with, you know, for everyone who has no cycling abilities. So your posture is going to be all fine. But it'd be interesting to see, because it's been 100 years since I've been on one of them, so I'm only thinking out loud here. But if I was probably to structure an actual training session on one of those, I'd probably be, and followed by a brick run, I'd be probably inclined to make that a low cadence session. So I'd be doing 8-10 minutes or whatever efforts with a low cadence, like pushing it, making it real tight, and just having that cadence of 55 RPM or thereabouts, just chewing that big gear up, and just so you can get that little bit of strength benefit, and then go do that brick run. So, and if you want to throw into something a little bit into it, maybe get off the bike every 10 minutes or so and do some body weight squats, just for the heck of it. So if you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, transmove.com. Till tomorrow. Hooray.